August 5th, 2021, Planning and Zoning Commission meeting to order. Commissioner Carroll, may we have roll call, please?
Commissioner Rushing? Here. Commissioner McMahon?
Present.
Commissioner Galway Jones?
Here.
Commissioner Placer?
Here.
Commissioner Kimball?
Here.
I'm here. Commissioner Lowe?
Here.
Commissioner Stanton?
Here.
Commissioner Burns? We have eight. We have a quorum.
Thank you. Planner Smith, are there any adjustments or additions to the agenda?
There is not.
Thank you. I get a
proof.
Thank you, Ms. Galway Jones. Second by Mr. McMahon. I'll take a thumbs up approval on the agenda. Looks unanimous. Thank you. Everyone should have received a copy of the July 22nd, 2021 regular meeting minutes. Were there any additions or edits to those minutes?
Move to approve.
Second.
Moved by Mr. McMahon, seconded by Commissioner Galway Jones. I'll take a thumbs up approval on the minutes. One abstention, seven approval. That brings us to our first item of the evening, which is a tabling request. Case 214-2021, a request by Blue and Associates PA on behalf of DL Rogers Corporation for a major revision to the Hyde Park planned commercial subdivision, Block 1, Lot 101, CP plan development. The new PD plan includes a revised site layout and will require a new statement of intent. The 1.37-acre site is zoned PD, commonly addressed 3700 Buttonwood Drive, and is generally located on the southern frontage of Nifong Boulevard between Buttonwood Drive and Hyde Park Avenue. A request to table this case to the September 9, 2021 Planning Commission meeting has been received. Are there any staff comments on the tabling request?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. So nothing specific on this. We have an out-of-town consultant, and it's a fairly in-depth project, so they're just requesting a little additional time to work through the review process. So should be a month additional should be sufficient for that.
So Planner Smith, was this publicly advertised, and that do we need to provide opportunity for public comment?
It should have been advertised.
It was advertised. Yes. That's why there is a tabling request at hand. You could certainly take comments on the tabling request.
All right. Thank you. Are there any questions of staff? I see none. As commented, this was a publicly advertised case. If there is anyone here who would like to make comment on the request for tabling, we'll open up the floor for public comment. Seeing none, we'll close public comment. Commission comment. Commissioner McMahon.
If there are no comments or concerns, I have a motion. Seeing no comments. In the matter of case 214-2021, Hyde Park Plan Commercial Subdivision, PD Major Amendment and New Statement of Intent, I move to table to date certain 9 September 2021.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Stanton. We have a motion on the floor. Any discussion on this motion? Seeing none, Commissioner Carroll, may we have roll call, please?
Commissioner Rushing?
Yes.
Commissioner McMahon?
Yes.
Commissioner Galway Jones?
Yes.
Commissioner Placer?
Yes.
Commissioner Kimball?
Yes.
My vote is yes. Commissioner Lowe?
Yes.
Commissioner Stanton?
Yes.
We have 8 votes to approve. The motion is carried.
Thank you. Recommendation for tabling is supported. This brings us to our subdivision and public hearings section for the evening. The first case is case 213-2021, a request by Allstate Consultants on behalf of EquipmentShare.com, Inc., and Premier Industrial Properties, LLC, for approval of a one-lot plat of MBP, Business Industrial Park, zoned property, constituting a replat of lots 10 through 12 of Eastport Center plot, or plat 2A, and the vacated right-of-way of Burnside Drive to be known as Eastport Center Plat 2C, as well as a design adjustment to Appendix A7 regarding terminal streets. The 19.66 acre subject site is located east of Port Way and south of Bull Run Drive, excluding 1.05 acres located at the southeast corner of Port Way and Bull Run Drive. The subject property is addressed as 5710 Bull Run Drive. May we have a staff report, please?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. As you had stated, this is a replat of existing lots with some additional right-of-way that had been recently vacated. There is a design adjustment associated with this in regards to terminal streets, which I'll discuss a little bit more in a moment. It is a public hearing due to the design adjustment, so advanced public information postcards were sent out, and ads were posted in the local newspaper as required. And this the site may look familiar. We did discuss a separate request by the owners several months ago. And at that time, P&Z heard a request to rezone that to MBP, which was successful at council. This is the site, which is all zoned MBP now. To the east of this would be the new Truman Solar Farms Bull Run along the on the north side of the property, the intersection I-70 St. Charles in the upper left corner. You can see the site does have one existing building on it that was the housing or the location of the previously of the Ashley Furniture Store. This is a more recent aerial, so you can see the solar farm to the east there, just to give you a little context of the area we're talking about. In the lower right corner, you see a street dead-ending on the south end of this property. That's Burnside Drive. That is the subject or is part of the design adjustment request that we'll be talking about here in a moment. You see, currently, the street is improved and does stub into this property on the south. It does continue to the north, or it at least previously did, the right-of-way at least. But this is generally the site layout. You can see kind of a drainage area going through a little bit on the right third of the site. This is the requested plat. It would consolidate three separate lots. And you can see kind of by the dashed lots to the far left being the existing building. That was lot 10, and the middle was lot 11. And then on the far right was lot 12. In between lots 11 and 12 was previously the extension of Burnside Drive. So the right-of-way extended from where the street's built now north and intersected with Bull Run Drive. So as part of the rezoning request, the applicant also requested that the Burnside Drive that falls within this plat be vacated previously, and that was approved by council. So this is all currently separate lots. The previously dedicated right-of-way, not a lot right now. It just kind of falls without outside of the platting. So it's all being consolidated now into one large lot. And the applicant has stated that this is with the intent of developing this whole site as one business park type development for the headquarters of Equipment Share. They did provide this graphic to kind of show the layout and why they're consolidating this. Also, why they sought the vacation of the street and why they, at this time, do not wish to construct additional infrastructure on the terminus Burnside Drive. And you can see where that would be in the bottom right side of the corner. So it's all one consolidated campus given this layout. Again, so this the plat consolidates the three lots and then also the right-of-way creating basically one large lot. And that's fairly straightforward. In order, though, to consolidate that, they do need to request a waiver of a turnaround provision. So if you notice in the right lower right corner, there is a street, Burnside, dead ends into this property now. With the vacation of Burnside, which council has approved, Burnside Drive now is a terminal dead-end street. It abuts directly into the south of this property line. Per code, Appendix A7, terminal streets must have an approved turnaround on their closed end. So by way of vacating it, they have created a terminal street which now needs a proper capping, or would need one. So their request is to basically leave Burnside Drive as it is now. So not to be required to build a full cul-de-sac, which would be a 96-foot pavement turnaround at the end of the street. Staff considered their evidence as far as requesting the waiver. After looking at the site and the specific parameters around that request, we are supporting that design adjustment for these reasons. And if you look through the design adjustment standards, one of those is, would this design adjustment have a significant negative impact on traffic circulation and pedestrian safety? So the reason why we didn't feel in this case there would be a significant impact is really the very limited scope of what pavement is built there currently. There is about 130 feet of pavement, and there's only one house on that. So the purpose of that turnaround on a terminal street obviously is for efficient traffic flow. So someone driving down to the end of a terminal street has the proper way to turn around to come back out of that terminal street, especially for larger vehicles, public safety vehicles, garbage collections. So that is the purpose of having the terminal street. In this case, if they were to build the cul-de-sac, we would probably be constructing at least as much pavement as there is currently, just to serve the turnaround needs for one house. We did speak with Solid Waste Division and Fire Division. They did feel like the fact that the driveway for this site was only 50 feet past the intersection meant that it was highly unlikely they would ever drive down this street. And if they did, they would be able to reverse out without too much trouble. One provision we looked at to kind of help guide this was, we have a provision in there that if you do a new subdivision and you stub a street to the property line, if that street segment is less than 150 feet, you do not need to provide a temporary turnaround. If it's longer than 150 feet, you provide a temporary turnaround until the street goes through. That's in recognition that when these streets are less than 150 feet, it's very unlikely there's going to be a large amount of traffic driving to the end of them. And I'll note that that's a temporary standard, right? The street is meant to go through at some point. But I think it's helpful kind of to illustrate that when the street's very short, the rationale for having that turnaround is diminished. The other thing we looked at is where that cul-de-sac would be located. So it would be on the cul-de-sac, or on the equipment share site, which is zoned MBP. So in essence, we'll have a cul-de-sac which would not be utilized in any way, shape, or fashion. There would be no driveways from equipment share using the cul-de-sac. More importantly, there'd be no residential houses around that cul-de-sac. So now we'd have a street that was almost 300 feet long with still only one house. So you're really diminishing the return of that infrastructure by having other houses able to use it while also serving the function of turnaround. So it's quite the expense of infrastructure for very little benefit to the city or to the one resident that is on that street. So the other part of that is too, is given kind of the unique nature of this request and the whole package, which included the rezoning, the street vacation in general, probably my fault. and then this replatting, which was going to require design adjustment, we did send a report to council in May, kind of seeking some direction, especially for the street vacation, because there's not really explicit language on there on like what the standards for supporting a vacation of a street is. So we said, you know, here's the situation, please give us some direction. And they did direct us that they would support that vacation, and they did support the site plan as it was. So that kind of informed our recommendation as well. So we take all those things together, take the limited size of the street, the limited number of properties on the street, and then the zoning in which that cul-de-sac would be located. Taking all together, we thought that was reason enough to go ahead and recommend approval of that design adjustment. The effect of that would be nothing will change for the street. It would stay as you see in the picture right now. So the street would dead end. As you can see also, there's a berm there right now, which kind of helps separate the equipment share site from the residential property. So that would stay in place, most likely. So with that being said, just to recap, again, we are recommending approval of the requested design adjustment to A7. And with that, then we can also recommend approval of the final plat for Eastport Center Plat 2C. So I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Planner Smith. Before we move on to questions of staff, I'd like to ask if there's any commissioners who would like to recuse themselves from this case.
Madam Chair, I believe I'm going to recuse myself. The construction company I'm associated with has recently done business with equipment share and probably do some in the future, so I'm just going to err on the side of caution.
Understood. Thank you, Mr. Stanton. Any additional? If not, I would like to ask any commissioners who have had any ex parte related to this case to please share that with the commission now so all commissioners have the benefit of the same information on the case in front of us. Clearing that hurdle, are there any questions for staff? A quiet group tonight. All right. With that, we'll open up the floor to public comment. If there's anyone that would like to provide comment for our benefit, please give your name and address for the record.
Good evening. I'm Brian Harrington with Allstate Consultants, 3312 Lamone Industrial Boulevard. That was a comprehensive report. I don't really have anything to add, but I just want to make myself available for questions if necessary.
I don't know. It's a quiet group. Mr. McMahon.
I apologize, Madam Chair. Good evening, sir. I just have a question on the proposed build-out. I see no, am I correct in seeing no road connection between the Technology Development Center and the rest of the campus?
There is a... You see down the middle of that, there's a long sidewalk that will be a pedestrian connection, but there is not planned.
There's
to
no
be,
roadway.
No, not a driveway connection.
I was interested about that. Tell me a little bit about your stormwater BMPs.
So the you can see the two ponds that are shown on the southeast corner. It's pretty straightforward. With the western side, we will be sending as much as we can to that pond, utilizing that as an amenity as well.
Will that be underground?
That one will be a wet pond that will be
from to transmit stormwater from the west to the east.
Yeah.
Will that be underground?
There will be underground piping system to get to that pond. Yes. To get from that parking lot on the north side of the future buildings, we'll need to go underground to do that. Then that pond will discharge on its east side into the existing creek that's there, or near the existing creek. And then the pond on the east side of the creek, as we're starting to work on this site plan, and we're right now anticipating that to be a dry detention pond that would fill up when it rains and then drain down.
Would that also be an amenity?
Yes, it will not be it won't have a permanent water pool, but it will be open space. We want to do as much as we can with that berm to keep that buffering there.
That berm that runs the south side of the property?
That's correct.
That's awesome. Thanks, guys. Okay, I just wanted some details. Thank you. Sure. Madam Chair, I have no more questions.
Commissioner Garway-Jones.
I had a couple questions about the berm. It doesn't run the entire length of the property now, correct?
That's correct.
Are you planning to do anything to shield? I mean, I know the existing equipment share building is already in full view of the houses that it abuts. Are you doing anything to improve that screening at all?
So there's an overhead power line along that south property line as well, which limits what we can do. There will be screening guidelines with the MVP that we will follow. We're not anticipating having to getting variances to that.
So you're doing enough building that triggers even around the existing building?
I believe so.
Okay. That's all. Thank you.
Any additional questions or comment? Regarding the access to the Technology Development Center, is Bull Run being extended?
Yes. It will be extended to basically the northeast corner of the property.
Mr. McMahon?
If no one else, I'd like a second bite, if no one else has anything. Are you guys paying to extend Bull Run? Or is that, how's that happening? Do you know?
It will be extended as part of this to the northeast corner.
Okay. That's all the questions. I have another question for staff. That's all the questions this gentleman I have.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any additional speakers on this case? If not, we'll close public comment. Commissioner discussion. Mr. McMahon.
Could I ask a question of staff? Planner Smith, to my left, could you describe to us the MBP to R1 screening standards, just so we have those on the record?
Sure. Well, you put me on a little bit of spot, but if I recall correctly, I believe it is, I don't want to say it's a stage 3 screening, but I do believe it is a full fence with landscape buffer.
And that buffer, the fence is 8 and the buffer's 10?
That is my recollection. I'll double check that, but I do recall that being the...
I believe it's a stage 3 also. I just wanted to make sure that we were... the rest of this property, left and right, east and west, is well buffered, and I think a stage 3 will be fine. And we have had, correct me, we've had no input from the neighbors in a negative or positive fashion. Is that correct?
That is correct.
All right. I just want them to know that that area will be covered. Thank you, Planner Smith. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Additional discussion? Commissioner McMahon.
If my fellow commissioners have no further comments or questions, I would like to make a motion. Seeing no comments or questions, I move in the case of 213-2021, a request by Allstate Consultants on behalf of Equipment Share to develop this plat and for the design adjustment. Do I need two on these or just one?
Let's go with two.
Okay, we'll do the plat first. I move to approve the plat.
We should probably start the design adjustment.
Okay, thank you. As soon as that came out of my mouth, it's like, they're out of order, Michael. I move to approve the design adjustment for the elimination of our vacation of Burnside through the property.
Second.
Well, it's waiving the requirement for a turnaround at the terminus of Burnside as required by Appendix
A. Well, I hope that someone got my motion correctly.
I got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Seconded by Ms. Kimball. We have a motion on the floor. Any discussion on that motion? Seeing none.
I was the second.
Oh,
she
sorry.
Was. I had put my finger up, but she spoke previously.
Ms. Rushing was the second. Thank you for that correction.
We fought it out.
We'll have to keep an eye on this side. Still no discussion. So, Ms. Carroll, may we have roll call, please?
Commissioner Rushing?
Yes.
Commissioner McMahon?
Yes.
Commissioner Galway Jones?
Yes.
Commissioner Placer?
Yes.
Commissioner Kimball?
Yes.
My vote is yes. Commissioner Lowe?
Yes.
We have 7 votes to approve. The motion carries.
And 1 abstention.
And 1 abstention.
Thank you.
If I may, and I hope to get this one correct, in the matter of case 213-201, Eastport Center Plat 2C final plat, I move to approve.
I second it.
Seconded by Ms. Kimball. Motion on the floor. Any discussion on this motion? Seeing none, may we have roll call, please?
Commissioner Rushing?
Yes.
Commissioner McMahon?
Yes.
Commissioner Galway Jones?
Yes.
Commissioner Placer?
Yes.
Commissioner Kimball?
Yes.
My vote is yes. Commissioner Lowe?
Yes.
7 votes to approve and 1 abstention.
Thank you, Commissioner Carroll. Recommendation for approval will be forwarded to City Council. That brings us to our public hearing for the evening. Case 216-2021, a request by Engineering Surveys and Services on behalf of Chris and Tracy Bach for the assignment of R1 zoning upon annexation for property address 5170 South Scott Boulevard. The 2.1-acre site is located on the east side of South Scott Boulevard, approximately 0.25 miles north of the T intersection of South Scott Boulevard and Steinbrook Terrace. May we have a staff report, please?
Yes, Madam Chair. This request is the assignment of R1 zoning upon annexation. Tonight, this evening, this commission is considering the appropriate zoning should the council accept the annexation to the city's corporate boundary. The annexation question itself will be handled by the city council. This is a public hearing this evening, so we did send advance public information postcards on July the 1st. We also placed an ad in the newspaper and sent property owner letters as well to 8 adjacent property owners. And the subject site is about 2.1 acres. It is here on South Scott Boulevard. I wanted to have a zoomed out aerial to show you the general vicinity of this area. You've got Thornbrook down here. You've got Beulah Ralph Elementary down here. You can see the predominant land use throughout this area is single family and residential. I had a zoning graphic that has both city and county zoning included in your packet. The area generally to the west is mostly within the city and it's predominantly R1. For county zoning, this site and the site generally to the east is all A2, which is urban agriculture. Within the county, it's usually 2.5 acre plus lots. This is ag right here, and then farther up here to the northeast is county RS, which is their single family zoning. So as I mentioned, there's predominantly a residential land use pattern within this area, which does tend to support the R1 request. And this is within the Columbia Imagined Urban Services area, with the exception of Boone Electric, who will be providing the electric service to the area. It would be able to be served with all city utilities. The future land use classification in Columbia Imagined is neighborhood, which typically supports a variety of residential zoning categories, such as the R1. The desire for this site is for a single family home. I will note that because this property has never been previously platted, it will require a one lot subdivision plat to come before this body in the future. That will be required prior to the issuance of building permits. I will note that the 2 acres of the site is large enough to support more than one homestead, but that is not the intent per the applicant. Also, the characteristics of the site do not really support more dense development due to a variety of constraints. Right now, the applicant is presently working with Public Works to identify a good location for the home and the driveway. The reason being is that one lot subdivision plat that will have to come in the future will show right-of-way on the southern portion of the lot for the future extension of West Crabapple Lane. That is a neighborhood collector on the Catso Major Roadway Plan. I would like to note, though, that that is presently unfunded and not designed. So the timing of that roadway is still pretty uncertain at this point. But as is our practice, that subdivision plat will have to reflect and dedicate the right-of-way for that future extension. Given the surrounding land use mix, the desire to annex into the city to put a single home on the site, we do feel that the R1 zoning is consistent with the Columbia Imagined Plan and the surrounding site. So we are recommending approval of the R1 zoning as permanent city zoning upon annexation to the city corporate boundary.
Thank you, Planner Smith. Before we ask questions of staff, I'd like to ask any commissioner who has had any expertise related to this case to please disclose that now so all commissioners have the benefit of the same information on the case in front of us. Seeing none, are there any questions for staff? Commissioner McMahon.
Shocking, I know. Planner Smith, I have a, maybe it's a rabbit hole. I don't mean it to be a rabbit hole. This property owner will eventually, assuming everything goes forward as planned for them, dedicate a half width for West Crabapple or Crabtree or whatever it is. Will the county then plat or plan another half width south of it?
So it wouldn't be an automatic action. However, I will note that the county is a part of the CATSO plan, right? So it's the city, it's the county, and MoDOT. So everyone, all three bodies, equally respect and reflect and adopt the MRP. So if the subject site to the south were to plat, then yes, that would be a platting requirement, whether it comes in the city or the county.
Okay, the reason I bring that up is...
A good question.
Well, we had a situation south of Ridgemont Ridgefield, whereby there was a half-width right-of-way stuck there forever, and that caused access and easement issues for a variety of people, because Tim might remember, it was either given away or it was never platted, and it was the easiest way, but it wasn't wide enough, and we couldn't seize the property, yada, yada, yada. All right, thank you. I just wanted to get that arcane point out.
I think it's a good question.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Any additional questions for staff? Seeing none, we'll open up the floor to public comment. If anyone has any public information they would like to share. Seeing none, we're going to close public comment. Commissioner comment. Commissioner McMahon.
Sounds like it's my show tonight. I feel weird. I have a motion if none of my fellow commissioners have questions or comments or motions of their own. Seeing none, in the matter of case 216-2021, property address 5170 South Scott Boulevard, assignment of permanent zoning upon annexation from county A2, to city R1, I move to approve.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Stanton. We have a motion on the floor. Any discussion on that motion? Seeing none, may we have roll call, please?
Commissioner Rushing?
Yes.
Commissioner McMahon?
Yes, ma'am.
Commissioner Galway-Jones?
Yes.
Commissioner Placer?
Yes.
Commissioner Kimball?
Yes.
My vote is yes. Commissioner Lowe?
Yes.
Commissioner Stanton?
Yes.
We have 8 votes to approve. The motion carries.
Thank you. Recommendation for approval will be forwarded to City Council. That concludes our cases for the evening. Are there any additional public comments? If there are not, are there any staff comments?
Yes, Madam Chair. I will be brief because your next meeting will not be. So the next meeting is Thursday, August 19th at 7:00 p.m. in Council Chambers where we are this evening.
Oh, my.
We have 8 anticipated items on the calendar, and unfortunately, the September 9th meeting looks just slightly less deep at this point. So we have 1 subdivision request without a design adjustment, so that will just be a public meeting, not a public hearing. We have 2 public hearings and subdivisions, and then we have 5 public hearings. A number of these cases are complicated or have interest of the public, so I do anticipate a longer meeting. We will do our best to provide all the information in an efficient manner and try and get ahead of any questions you may have, but please be prepared for a long meeting. So these are the maps. I'm not really going to belabor it, but these are the subdivision cases. These are the 2 of the public hearings and then 3 additional. So a variety of cases. I think there's a lot of interest here. We've got rezonings. We've got conditional use permits. So a flavor for every interest. I am happy to answer any specific questions you might have.
What is wrong with you?
I'm glad you're planning on keeping us entertained. Any questions on the upcoming meeting? Commissioner McMahon.
I have a question for staff and a question for the chair, a request of the chair. A request of the staff would be as follows. Could we get real coffee?
Yes.
Beforehand? And I'm assuming we will have a break, but it'd be good to plan one. So we cut this in half.
We'll keep things moving along.
Okay, but just...
You'll get your coffee.
Okay.
Like several of them are combined.
Several of them are combined. A couple, 2 or 3 of these that I've looked at could trigger significant public interest.
Oh, yeah.
And yes. I would like to do the best, regardless of what a pain it may or may not be to me. I would like to provide the public with the best opportunity possible. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Commissioner Smith. This brings us to commissioner comments. Oh, come on. Someone needs to make this motion.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Galway Jones. We are adjourned. Thanks, everybody.
Comrade Smith, thank you for your promotion.
Comrade.